We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Monday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship. My name's Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we are so thankful that we get to spend half an hour a day with you here at 8:30 of a morning. There's a rebroadcast at 10:30 of a morning on WWBC 1510 AM. Another rebroadcast at 5 o'clock of an evening right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. If you happen to miss all of those and say, oh man, I missed all those opportunities today, you can always log on to WMIEFM.com and go to all the way to the bottom of the page, hit the listen on demand feature, and type in a date. So today would be June the 7th, 2021. You can click on that. That gives you a little menu of all of the programs that are available to either download or listen right away. And one of those says Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs on it. So you don't ever have to miss a broadcast. So I want to say thank you to the folks at Jits Concrete today, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you have a building project that you are working on and it needs concrete, those are the people to call. And I have been told by some people who deal with similar materials that costs have gone up with the cost of their materials. Not necessarily anything that is in their control. And so I do know that many contractors have changed the way that they are having to bid out contracts and things like that. And that some of them I've talked to said, you know, if I give you a quote, that quote's good for about 7 days and sometimes 30 days. So anyway, to say that, if you need concrete, it could be very expensive to try and do it yourself and then do it wrong. And you would say, well, how can anybody mess up concrete? Believe me, I've seen situations where people messed up concrete. So give the folks at Jits Concrete a call, 321-536-5804. Let them put their years of experience, their expertise, and their hard work to you for your benefit, and they will do you a great job. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program, 321-536-5804. That gets you in touch with Greg. So, today we are going to go to Proverbs chapter 28. Proverbs chapter 28. We're over the next few broadcasts, we are going to be discussing several things that have to do with justice, have to do with injustice, and understanding it, how to deal with it, and things like that. And I believe that when we go through these biblical verses written thousands of years ago, that you are going to understand some of the dynamics that we are facing in our culture right now, but you're also going to understand the wisdom of God. And that the things in the Bible are not just things for yesterday, years gone by, but they are culturally relevant in 2021. So, Proverbs chapter 28, verse number 1 says, or verse number 5 says this: evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all. So it has a slightly different reading when you read it from the Amplified. It says, evil men do not understand justice, but those who crave and seek the Lord understand it fully. And so here we go back once again, and we're tying this in with the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's what we're talking about. And part of that is seeking justice. And when you understand the prevalence presence of injustice, you know it's time to seek the Lord. Church, let me tell you, it is time to seek the Lord. Let's not wait until things reach a five-alarm status spiritually before we say, I wonder if we should be seeking the Lord. We have for several months had our Sunday night service be almost exclusively, there's been a few exceptions, almost exclusively have been about seeking the face of the Lord. It's been about intercessory prayer. It's about praying for God's wisdom. This goes all the way back to last summer, last fall, and God putting something in my heart and said, we need to pray. There needs to be times where we are coming together corporately to pray. There needs to be times when you as an individual and I as an individual just say, you know what? I need to pray and talk to God. I need to hear from heaven. And I pray that we just don't do that in an emergency, that we realize the value of that on a daily basis. So let's look at verse number 5 again. It says, evil men do not understand justice. So there are people, and I've got written down here in my notes, perception versus reality. You know, it can look like an illusionist is making a jet airplane or a building disappear. That's the perception, but the reality is entirely different. So just because someone has a perception of understanding does not mean that they understand what was going on. As I was preparing for this program, I was thinking back to a situation in my life, and this was much younger. I don't think I was even an adult at this point in time. And I had something going on physiologically, and in my mind, it made sense that the solution to the problem was say A. You know, I'm not going to describe the problem to you, but the solution to the problem was option A. Once I consulted an expert on the problem, the solution that I had chosen was not only wrong, it was 180 degrees wrong. I couldn't have been more wrong. What I thought was the solution was actually going to exacerbate the problem. It was going to make it worse. And as we are now in a society that is moving farther and farther away from God, there are people who use their personality, they use their resources, they have an agenda. There are many people who think these people are supporting the masses' agenda, when actuality it's a very selfish agenda on the person that's financing that. And so they look at this situation and they say, injustice, injustice, injustice. But the Bible says here that people who are evil, they do not have a relationship with God. They don't want to understand what God has to say about anything. And the truth of the matter is if our heart is not right with God, we are never going to be able to perceive accurately or what is the reality of the situation, because we're not looking at it with an accurate visual receptiveness. Evil people don't understand justice. Those are not my words. Those are Solomon's words, anointed by the Holy Spirit. And listen, if you think that social manipulation is a relatively modern concept, you would be incorrect. And so we cannot allow people who do not have a godly foundation be the ones who are identifying and defining and proposing the solutions to injustice, because they aren't right. Their understanding, they don't understand it. If you don't understand it, you can't solve it. Okay? In the book of Jude, you know, I refer to that a lot because I spent so much time studying those 25 verses in the book of Jude. I did an in-depth study years ago, but long before I was Pastor Emeritus Assembly of God. Little did I know that those 3 weeks that I was going to be asked to teach would set me up for a complete transformation in the way that I prepare for my sermons. And so one of the things that I learned in that blasphemy, or to blaspheme, simply means to speak evil of. And it says that these people who are not right spiritually speak evil about things they don't understand. Things they don't understand. And so if you go into a situation and your heart is not right with God, remember the Bible says, to the faithful you show yourself faithful. Another version says, to the merciful you show yourself merciful. To the blameless you show yourself blameless. To the pure you show yourself pure. But to the crooked you show yourself shrewd. And so whatever we go into a situation looking for is often what we find. So when I come to church, if I expect to experience the presence of God in a supernatural way, then that's what I'm going to have happen. Because God wants to deal with individuals in a supernatural way. If I want him to move in a supernatural way, he's going to move in a supernatural way. On the same end, there are people who come to church and they don't expect to get anything out of it. Those two individuals, the one who have expectations, those who don't have expectations, can sit in the same service and both of them leave that service having had their expectations or lack thereof met. So evil people expect that they're going to see injustice because they are not living in a just manner before a holy and righteous God. Because they do not understand justice, then they're going to speak evil about it. They don't understand it. They don't have an accurate perception of reality, and so they're going to be unable to provide an accurate solution to the problem. Okay? And so I will tell you this, not everything that is called injustice is injustice. Not everything that's called justice is justice. We need discernment from God. Who better than the one that heaven cries about? You are righteous, you are true, you are just in all your ways. Everything that God does is just because he is a just God. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seems right, but its end is the way of death. There is a way that seems right, but its end is the way of death. I have it memorized in the King James. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So you and I, like I was telling you earlier, we can think that we have a solution, but we can be 100% wrong. We couldn't be more wrong. And so we don't need what seems right to a man. We need to proceed with what is right in the sight of God. So if the solution to injustice in the world is it's impossible for the solution to come from evil people, what is the solution? Well, it says, but those who seek the Lord understand all, or understand justice fully. They understand. Listen, it doesn't mean that there isn't room for us to grow. The more time that we spend with a just and holy God, we're going to see him as he is, and we're going to become like him. That is the goal of every Christian, to become more and more like God. If you think you've arrived, you need a greater revelation. That's just the truth of the matter. You need a greater revelation, because you and I have got to still be proceeding, still growing in the things of God. So we need, in order to understand justice on a humanity level, the first thing that we've got to do is crave and seek the Lord. That's from the Amplified. To crave and seek the Lord. But those who crave and seek the Lord, what happens is we gain understanding. We gain understanding. And because of that understanding, we're going to have a strategy. We're going to have a game plan. We're going to proceed in obedience to what God has to say. So I'm not here to discount the fact that there are unjust things that happen in the world, and there are things that are not fair. We live in a fallen world. Okay. But many of the arguments that are made by people who are propagating themselves as experts on injustice, their solutions aren't just solutions. Okay? Can I challenge those who are listening to this broadcast? Can I challenge you to allow the Holy Spirit to create a godly longing inside of you where you crave and seek the Lord? Not only where you have the longing, but where you have the action, where you are seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Okay? And don't stop searching until you have understanding as to what God's solution to the problem is. I will tell you this. Since God is the source of justice, and God is the one who sustains justice, and God is the one who brings about justice, the solution for injustice in a society is not going to be financial. It's not going to be legislative. The solution is a spiritual solution. Now, I know that that goes against the popular cry of many who look to humanity to be the solution for all of man's ills. But we aren't the solution. God is. God is. And understanding is very, very important. So I pray that in all you're getting, you will get understanding. You will get understanding. And when you do, what God will do is he will cause you to understand the foundational issues that have brought about injustice. He will cause you to perceive the logistics of the injustice. He will cause you to understand the solution, the timing, the networking, how God tends to solve the problem. He will give you a full understanding of a situation. So I've got a friend, and a dear friend of mine, and whenever he speaks, it's like, wow, that's very profound. He tends to speak in a manner that when I hear it, I was like, man, I've got such a long way to go in understanding. You know, and I'll tell you, a spiritual understanding doesn't necessarily come with a college degree. You might not be able to afford to go to a college or a university. That does not give you an excuse for remaining without understanding. I often times have conversations with parents, and they describe how their kids are going through this particular situation. And you would be amazed at the number of times that parents go face the same situation, and they think that they are the only one that is dealing with that. And then when you start talking and say, oh yeah, that's a fairly common thing. You know why? Because Paul writes, when I was a child, I thought like a child. I spoke like a child. I acted like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. We need some people who are ready to say, God, we've got a problem on our hands, and I know that you've got a solution, and I'm longing to spend some time with you, so I have your solution. So, you know, my wife and I, we're away trying to find out the heart of God for a situation in our life. God, what is your solution? And I can tell you, we're not interested in being double-minded. We're very, very keen on hearing, you know, from God. God, how do you want us to deal with this situation? And we know that God's got a solution. You know, I've got this mindset that says anytime Washington says that they're never fear, we're the government, we're here to help, I start reaching for my wallet because I realize that it's going to cost me a lot of money for them to help me. They say, oh, it's not going to cost you anything. And I know from experience that it is going to cost a great deal. We're not only interested in justice in a society, but we're interested in spiritual justice. One of the things that the Assemblies of God believes, one of the reasons for why Merit Assembly of God exists to be a blessing, is we believe that every person deserves the right to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and have the opportunity to repent of their sins and ask Jesus to forgive them and be the Lord of their life. One of the reasons we're here on the Refresh Radio program is because we believe that everybody in Brevard County needs the opportunity to hear that Jesus loves them and wants to forgive them of their sins. And, you know, if you've never experienced that, then I know if you've never walked with Jesus, I know that you've experienced injustice, because the devil is not going to treat you the way that you deserve to be treated. So I will tell you, I go all the way back nearly 8 years to when we first started this Refresh Radio program. And God showed me a verse, and it said, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. And honestly, I don't remember ever having stumbled across that verse before, but since then, I have seen people refer to it over and over and over again. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Today, if the Spirit of God is revealing to you an injustice, I want to encourage you that God wants us to crave him, to seek him, so that we can understand the problem fully, the process fully, and the solution fully. And we're not going to solve it through evil people, but the problem will be solved through the children of the Most High God. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merit Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Give my yes to you.